meet his friends. This shiur should be a special schus. Li Nishmas, Elisha Chanina, Ben Harav Aaron Avraham. We are learning Meseches Nigoyim, B'siyata D'Shmaya Gdola. It's a big schus and a big simcha to learn this. And we are learning Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis. Mishnah says, Ein Ronis Hanigoyim B'Shachris Ubein Harabayim V'lo B'soch Habayis V'lo B'yom HaMa'unan Ki L'fisha HaKeir Nireis Aza. We do not examine a Goyim in the early morning nor in the late afternoon. The Mishnah just says B'Shachris, it means the early morning. Nor in the afternoon, it means the late afternoon. Nor inside the house, nor on a cloudy day. Why? Because what is dull, if you have a nega that is dull, it appears brighter, so you're not going to get the right when it's darker. The surrounding light is darker, so then the nega is going to appear brighter in relation to the light, and you're going to give the coin's going to give the wrong psak. Vishakea, because what's dull appears bright. Velo, betzarayim, and not in the middle of the day. Why lefisha aza? Because what's normally bright, because it's so light, it's going to erase ke, it's going to look darker, duller. Hey, masa eron, when do we taka examine? B'shalosh, b'arba, v'chamesh, v'shev, v'shmon, v'seisha, d'rib meir. B'yidomir, b'arba, v'chamesh, v'shmon, v'seisha. So, Rabbi Meir holds, then when do you look? When do you examine? In the 3rd, 4th, 5th, 7th, 8th, and 9th hours. Not too early, not too late. Rabbi Huda argues, he says no 3rd. Just 4th, 5th, no 7th, 8th, and 9th. And that's the Mishnah. And now we're going to analyze the Mishnah based on the amazing sefer, which I recently came across. I've never seen it before, but it's really something that everyone should get to know, called the Yad Avraham. It's written by a Rav in South Africa, Harav Dov Tenzer, and he has a whole series of svarim on Mishnayos Taros, which are very, very kedai, very beautiful chedushei Tara. So he says as follows: Ein ronis hanigoyim b'shachris subein harbayim ad kan l'shon ha-mishnah. K'tzas mash madena rak machmas chashash bilbul v'koshi harowi v'tos bedina d'lo yira ela mishum d'choser be'etzem ma'isari i'abiglal kein. So the mashmos of the mishnah, when it says ein ronis hanigoyim, you're not allowed to see the nigoyim at these and these times, it would seem that it's not just that you're making a mistake, rather something mahuti here. That's the question. Is it a technical problem, or is it an inherent, essential problem? So if you read the Mishnah B'Pashtus, you would think it's just technical. In these hours, you are going to not see the Nega properly. However, when it says such a Lashon, of Ein Rowan, you don't see it then, Smashma, this time it's not a re'iyah. Kolomer de re'iyah, but often sheino ma'is re'iyah shalim b'gal choser b'or, ainu b'chal ma'ar ainu akoin. That a seeing, when it's not a complete ma'is re'iyah, it's not a complete ma'is re'iyah because there's a lack of light and the like, is not included in the pasuk of ma'ar ainu akoin. It has to be to seen by the eyes of the kohen. If it's not a proper seeing, then it's not a fulfillment of the pasuk. Zobaya mahutit. It's an inherent and essential problem, and not just a technical problem. A feeling bitchonu shlo yita kolomer sheyodea ba'atzmo shiram mar zahar be'pa'omim ve'eino choshe shlitos. What would be the din? Person says, listen, I've seen this mar many times. I know it when I see it. I'm not making a mistake. The Mishnah would imply that nevertheless, one can argue that it's pasul re'iyah. And it's not only because of the suffix shemata, there's a chisaron here in the ma'ar ein ha'kohen, ein ro'im. If the Mushim would have said, ein ro'im shema yita, maybe we would say it's something more technical. But here at these times, this is faulty light, and it's going to lead us astray. And therefore, inherently, even if one knows he's not going to make a mistake, he's still not allowed to see it. So of course one can argue and say, no, it's only a technical problem. And the Ein Ro'in is just telling us because of the technical problem and not that it's something inherent, not that it lacks Mara Einei HaKohen. However, if you look in the Perish of the Bartanura and the Rash, you'll see that they learn, like we're saying, the Alfinon, like the Bartanura, Mikra Dichsiv, L'chol Mara Einei HaKohen. Ma koin shechasimorin avin arasanagoyim afyom shechasimorin robosanagoyim. It's a chisaron of the pasuk v'lchol marin akoin. It's like the coin can't see properly is a chisaron. Here also is a chisaron, but it's in a chisaron of the pasuk. That's not the technical issue. It's something inherent. Ma koin shechasimorin avin arasanagoyim afyom. So this is a baya ma'otit that prevents one from seeing the negayim at this time. So even if one knows he's not going to make a mistake, it's still puzzle. Lashon HaRambam. Is Ein ro'im es hanegayim ela b'yom bein lahatzkir bein lahachit bein liftor she'b'chol yin omer b'yom u'v'yom. So you're not allowed to see the negayim except if it's day, whether to do confinement, to pater, because the pasuk says v'yom v'yikra yud gimel hevav v'yom sham yudalid v'en ron lo b'shachas lo v'en abram not too early, not too late, lo b'sil chabayis not in the house, lo b'yamun not a cloudy day v'shikeh neres aza because the dull one looks too bright, lo b'tzarayim not in the middle of the day, lo b'shikeh aza neres keah because what's brighter looks darker. They must say Ron, when do you see Bisharavis of Khamishis, etc.? Ktas Kashya is a little bit of a question here in the Rambam. Why does the Rambam begin with when you don't see the Negaim? Why don't you begin with when you do see the Negaim? Not only is that a Kasha in the Rambam, it's also a Kasha in the Mishnah. The Mishnah should also have started with first when you see and then when you don't see. Ulachara. This is what we're saying. If it were just a technical problem, then you would start with the when you can see. And then it tells you, but there's a technical problem at the other times because you're not going to see it properly, and then you shouldn't see. But by starting off with when you shouldn't see, it's telling you no. There's something inherently wrong with these hours. And therefore, that's the way it starts out, to tell you that this is something critical. This is, even if you know you're not going to make a mistake. It's not just a chashash tos. It says in the Torah, be yom, and it has to be the proper time of day. It has to be l'chol mara einei hakohen, otherwise it's no good. That's why the Mishnah starts with the negative. To tell you that this is something significant. It's not just technical. It's not something inherent. Something essential. Now the Mishnah says that you're not allowed to roas hanagayim, talking about in a person's skin and a person's clothing, inside the house. But what about nigei bayis? Nigei bayis you do see inside the house. So why can't you learn from nigei bayis that's beseder? So apparently the pshat is that you normally live in the house. That's the derech. So, when we're talking about a house, you live in the house, you can see the nega in the house. That's called lirosis habayis. But when you talk about nega or a nega beged, there, it can't be done inside the house, because that's not the normal way of examining it. You need the best possible light to examine it. And b'soch ha-bayis isn't the best possible light. For bayis it works, because that's the derech of the bayis, is to be in the bayis. So there, that's the derech. That's different parsha, but when it comes to negeir or negei beged, there you have to see it in the proper light. Later on we say be'ish nirika oder, a man, you check him out when he's hoeing. That was the normal derech of a person. So that's how you examine him. So or b'sar, she'en or gilus dafka b'fnim, so liros b'malo einayim, to see properly, is going to be outside my she'en kena bayis. Now, what about the machlokas between Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda? About the third and the seventh hour. So are they arguing about the light in the third and the seventh hour? So if that's true, then it's a machlokas b'mitzias. Generally, you don't like to make machlokas in mitzias. Let's just see. Let's just see what the... how bright the light is. They're arguing about how bright the light is at that time. It's hard to accept. So it would appear that they're arguing as follows, that according to Rav Meir, you can see properly in the third and seventh hour, and therefore in the third and seventh hour, it's mutter to see the Negaim. According to Rabbi Yehuda, even though you can properly see it those times, however, it's still considered Shachris. It's still considered the early morning. When it's the third hour, it's still considered the early morning. And when it's the seventh hour, it's also no good, because the seventh hour is considered Tzoharayim. So maybe they're arguing, maybe this is just not the proper time. In other words, it could be according to Rabbi Yehuda, you see it fine during the third and seventh hours, but the third is still considered too early in the morning, and the seventh is considered Tzarayim. So therefore, Mitzad Zman. Or no, maybe we're Choshish Latos, that if we allow you to see it in the third, then maybe you'll see it in the second. If we allow you to see it in the seventh, maybe you'll see it in the sixth. And that's like their Machlokas and Pesachim Yeramet Beis, and Sanhedrin Mem Amid Aleph. B'chein mash mktsas mi peres Rashi in Sanhedrin lamadalat amit beis ayin sham dir masuk b'shachar subein arba'im. So you're going to mess up about the hours. But even according to this derech, it's not a machlokas in the mitzias. It's, are people going to make a mistake about the hours? But what's more mashm according to the Yad Avram is that it's in this Mishnah, it's not talking about making a mistake about the hours, it's in the Mishnah of Boker and Tzoharayim, so they're arguing about what hour is considered Tzoharayim, is the seventh hour considered Tzoharayim, not considered, is the third hour considered Boker, not considered Boker, is it too early, is it not too early, that would be their machlokes according to the Mishnah Choron and the Chazon Ish. According to the Chazon Ish, Rabbi Yehuda holds that there's not enough light in the third hour to look at Negaim, and that the glare of the seventh hour is going to disturb the Kohen's vision. That's how the Chazon Ish learns in Dalet Beis. So there are various ways to understand this Mishnah, but I especially appreciate the attempt to understand, just to ask the questions, and of course it opens up new vistas of thought. And we should be zocha, mir tashem, to continue in this mishnah, other mishnayos, lel moru lalame, lishma v'las, lakhaim is called ivrei sama, tarasa v'yahava, amen v'yamein, shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved.